First, I also want to thank all of the sponsors, all the chevra that helped, those beautiful names of so many wonderful friends. And the schus of the tzaddik should bring all kinds of refuahs and yeshuas to those who need. And the mitzvah sham, we should be zeicha, all of us, to be good health and to forbring this, for bringing together mitzvah sham. Next year it should be in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
A little while ago, by Shalosh Sudas, he was saying, Eilu b'cha Eilu Yosef imanu. So I had this thought when we were saying those words, when we were singing, Eilu b'cha Eilu, that there's so many things that happen during the year, good things and things that are difficult, but so many things during the year, Eilu b'cha Eilu. But Yosef imanu, Hashem. Yeah, that's the thought that I had. I know it's a little sacrilegious, wasn't it? That's not what it really means, but I had this thought that Yosef Imanu, that Yosef is back with us. And it's a long time that we're together. And it means a lot to all of us. These nigunim and nigunim that are taken down from a very high place. You understand this is not regular music. This is something else. Baruch Hashem, also we have such a schus. Yosef worked together with our chevra on the album Only You. And I just wanted to tell you the good news that Bez Hashem, we're working on a second album of the nigunim of Michal Shapiro. It's very, very remarkable. Nigunim, I hope that Yosef will join us, Bezrat Hashem. Speak to Israel Gins, to Yitzhak Mordechai Feder about the plans, Hashem. Hare Nachem Bekashim Atzmeinu. L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim, B'dereinu L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Shoich Ne'ofa. Ubefrat, Nachem Bekashim Atzmeinu. Nishmas, Rabbeinu Kolonimus Kalmish, Ben Rabbeinu Reli Melech, Schus Yaleinu, Hashem Yimkam Dama. It's hard to speak about the Rebbe. Every time I see that, it opens up many, many things. Lots of memories, lots of crying. But a lot of other good things as well. What is it about this tzaddik? Not just this tzaddik, but here, of course, we have a special kesher, and it's growing all over the world. This his kesher to the tzaddik, Reb Kolonimus Kalmish, Schus Yaleinu. The Esh Kodesh. So in Derech HaMelech, it was a drosha that the Rebbe gave Parshas Yisro Tov Reis Tzadik. It was before the clouds descended upon that world, upon the entire world. The soul of the tzaddik is the father of the souls of the Jewish people. What happened to the Rebbe? You know, there's all kinds of questions about whether it was Dalet Cheshvan or Hey Cheshvan. So now we're Dalet and Hey. And they used to say that he was killed in Treblinka. We now know that he was not killed in Treblinka. It was Travniki, it was outside of Lublin, that the Rebbe was killed. But before I continue with the Rebbe's words, There was a Yid by the name of Yisrael Kihan, who was by the Rebbe many times when he was growing up. And a few years ago, there was a sefer that was put out. And in this sefer of the memoirs of this very special person, in quite a few places, he spoke about the Rebbe. Then afterwards, he was interviewed. So before I continue with the Torah of how the Tzaddik is the father of the Neshamas of the Jewish people, this is an excerpt, an English translation. The Germans used the Jews as slaves in their factories until their strength would be spent. And then they would transfer them to death camps. Rabbi Kalonymus was taken from the ghetto to a shoe factory. I'm sure that you all know the Schultz shoe factory. He was there with the other great tzaddikim, serving the German army. The Rebbe's light even penetrated the hearts of the non-Jews, and the factory supervisor understood that there was a good Jew. Even the non-Jews would refer to a tzaddik, to a Rebbe, as a gittayid, a good Jew. So even the non-Jewish factory supervisor understood that there was a good Jew among the slaves. He decided to protect him and his group. Every few days, the Nazis would come to take a group to its death. The supervisor, however, would protect the Rebbe and his group, saying that they were good workers. For a few months, the group worked and would also serve Hashem, led by Rebbe Kalonymus. The Kozhel giver was also there, all the tzaddikim. One day, the supervisor was not at work. The Germans came and took the Rebbe and his group to a death camp near Lublin. The next day, the supervisor came to check up on the good Jew and discovered that the Rebbe and his group had been taken away. He decided to endanger himself to try to save the Rebbe. As a worker in the service of the Reich, he was able to use his travel permit to reach the death camp. So this non-Jew went looking for the Rebbe. He found Jews who were already without clothing, on their way to their death. He identified the group, but did not see the Rebbe among them. "Where is the Gittayid? Where is the good Jew?" he asked them. The others, the Jews, were stricken with fear to see that the Rebbe was not with them. "He was just here," they said in amazement. At that moment, the order came, and the group advanced to its death without the Rebbe. When Rebbe Yisrael finished telling this story, he said, "Every person can think what he wants." "What do you think?" asked one of his listeners. Rabbi Yisrael had a hard time answering, and then his eyes filled with tears. In a trembling voice, he said, "Those who knew the Rebbe know that the wicked ones could not harm his holy body. He surely ascended to heaven in a storm." B'sa'ar ha-shamayim, v'einenu ki lakach ha-yisor elokim. So where is this tzaddik? Did his body also end up in the crematorium? In those fires, or did he ascend in a fire to Shemayim, like Eliyahu Hanavi? So listen, let's continue with this Torah. Listen carefully. We're going to answer the question where the Rebbe is. Right now, at this minute. Ki noydish nishmas atzadik ki b'chinis arv l'shar nishmas Yisrael. Shememena nizainisum hi'irais. The soul of the tzaddik gives life and light and sustenance to the souls of the generations. Kol ish yisrael yesh lo neshama pratis la'atzma. Every Jew has his and her own personal neshama. Vatzadik nishmosa lo la'atzma bilvad. But the soul of the tzaddik is not only for himself. Vak neshama yoyse gedoyla lohaya gam l'shara yisrael. The soul of the tzaddik is not only for himself, is to illuminate the lives of all Jews. V'him ein kol echad yodeh shabal shem tov zal, the Rebbe writes, doesn't everybody know? Shabal shem tov v'sharat tzadikim, loy la'atzman bilvad. That the Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Talmid Baal Shem, loy la'atzman bilvad, ragam l'kol yisrael shizdabgu behem ha'iru. They gave light to all those who attached themselves to them. Loy l'zmanam bilvad. Loy l'zmanam bilvad, and not only at that time and for that time. Ragam lonu l'chol ha'deres ha'boim. Even for us and for all future generations. Taru kidshu v'he'iru. They purified, they sanctified, they illuminated. This is called the light of tzaddikim. This is called the Ur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is called Ur Shel Mashiach. Ur HaTzaddikim Loi La'atzim Levad Haya Rak L'chol Ha'olam K'mo HaShemesh Shemeir La'olam. Just as the sun shines for the entire world, it's Meir La'olam. U'mi Sheposeach Es Chalonosav Ha'or Shafei Olam. Just as the sun shines for the entire world, but only the one who opens the window, only the person who opens the window will be able to feel the warmth and see the light of the tzaddik. U'misha peseach es chalonaisav ha'or shafei olam. The Jew who opens the window to the light of the tzaddik, that light is Shefeyala. Kemisha Makarvis Atzmor Aleyam, whoever draws himself near to these tzaddikim. The Rebbe was writing about others and it's about him. Misha Makarvis Atzmor Aleyam, Masa Kedushu Neshomi Yeserim and Ora Tzaddikim, is able to be lifted up to a place way beyond himself. If you attach yourself to that tzaddik, you're able to be transformed. You're able to be uplifted by that tzaddik, even though he's no longer in the world. Even now, but God forbid if a person distances himself from the tzaddik, the person lives his life with the windows shut. Then the light of the tzaddik ascends from this world. Then it cannot be a part of this world. Ki neider shakol nishama b'olam hazeh, eif shol tish the sky and below gufi brings the Heilige Rishna, whose yard site was Gimel. Because a nishama, a soul, cannot be part of this world unless it has a guf, unless it has Jews to cling to. The soul on its own, even the soul of the greatest tzaddik, cannot be part of this physical world without Jews to attach itself to. It has to connect to this world. Ukshemiskarvim ala tzaddikim nasim onu guf. When we are miskarev to the tzaddikim, the Rebbe writes, when we draw ourselves close to the tzaddikim, when we open the windows of our lives, to the light of the tzaddikim, to the neshamas of the tzaddikim, nasim onu guf, then we become the guf. We become the receptacle, the kli, the guf, the body. And by doing that, the light of the tzaddik penetrates into this world through those windows that are opened and enters into the guf of those who draw themselves near. And we become the guf. And then the neshamas and the ur and the kedusha of the tzaddik is with us. We are alive, and if we don't, nishmeisayim nisharay is below guf. If chas v'chalila we don't open up the windows, and when I'm miskarev to the tzaddik, then the neshama of the tzaddik remains ethereal, floating below guf, without a guf. V'oylo is lamala. So where is the Rebbe? He disappeared. Nobody saw him being taken into the gas chamber, and nobody saw his holy body being burned. And I believe b'emunah shleima. And it's all that has kept me going all of these years. That the Rebbe is here with us, not only here in our place, but the Rebbe is with every single Jew everywhere in the world, and the other tzaddikim as well. The Rebbe is here with those who have opened the windows to his beautiful Torah, to his beautiful face, to his music, to his poetry, to his life, to his Mesiris Nefesh. Long before the Rebbe's world was destroyed, my parents, your parents and grandparents, long before their world was destroyed, there was a Mabul. And we read and we lived through the Mabul today, this morning. And there was a tzaddik that emerged from that Mabul, Beguf. There was a tzaddik that came, that survived. And how did Noach survive? Vayhi miketz aborim yoim, vayiftach Noach es chalon hateva. 40 days had passed. And Noach opened up the window. Noach opened up the window to Hashem's light. And what did Noach see when he opened up that window on that day? And as the Rebbe wrote, "Umishu pesach es chalonaisov ha'or shofealo," that entire generation was afraid to open the windows of their lives to the Or of Hashem. And Noach the tzaddik was that one person who before the Mabul, then following the destruction of the world, opened up the window to that light, to that Ur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, to the Ur of Hashem, to the Ur of the Tzaddikim, to the Ur of Yerushalayim, to the Ur of Mashiach. And what did he see when he opened that window? What was in that light? What does it mean? What is that light? What's the light of the Rebbe? In all Chassidus, we use the word light, or. So the Torah said already about Noah from the beginning, that he was different. And you and I can be different also. And we don't have to live through a Mabul or a Holocaust to be able to feel this light. It says, V'noach motza chein b'nei Hashem, at the end of Bereshit, the world was falling apart. The world was crazy. The world was on the verge of destruction. And there was this one person regarding whom it says, V'noach motza chein b'nei Hashem. And the English translation of that we all grew up with, and it says, and Noah found favor or grace in the eyes of God. Noah motza chein b'nei Hashem, which is a very fancy way of saying that Hashem really liked him. And that term is found in many places in Tanakh, Kiyadua. This is the first place. That means this is its headquarters. But if you think about it, if we're talking about how much Hashem liked Noah, and Noach motza chein b'nei Hashem, it should really say, v'yimsa Hashem chein b'noach, that Hashem saw something very beautiful in Noah. And that's how Noah survived, right? So it should say, v'yimsa Hashem chein b'noach, that Hashem saw, and Noach is b'cheint, you look at a child, chein. You look at somebody that you love, there's so much chein. So Hashem looked at Noach. Noach is filled with chein. Therefore, Noach was chosen to be different. He would make it, he would survive. But there's something much deeper here. Because it does not say, Vayimsa Hashem chein b'noach. It says, V'noach motza chein b'nei Hashem. That means that on a deeper level, it's not talking, the Pasuk's not talking about Hashem finding something in Noach. It's talking about Noach finding something in Hashem's eyes. See, I'm looking at Jeff's eyes. Jeff's looking at me. You know what I see in Jeff's eyes? Not just Jeff. It's his father's yahrzeit tonight. I see in Jeff's eyes that he loves me. Am I being presumptuous? I can't say that about everybody here. But I know this guy for a long time. And I see it in his eyes. I see it in the Jew that's sitting next to him, next to him. I can't say that. None of us can say that, but everybody that we know. All a child is looking for when he or she looks at his mother, imatzati chein be'ineha. You understand what that means? All I'm looking for in Jeff's eyes is to see that he loves me. All the wife is looking for when her husband comes home and their eyes meet at the dinner table. Imatzati chein be'inav. When I look into his eyes, do I see chein, my chein? Do I see my chein in his eyes? Do I see my chein in his eyes? When Rus said to Boaz, "Madu matzasi chein beinech lakireni v'anochi nachviya," she was saying, "In your eyes, I see that there's something special that you feel towards me." In kedusha, it was a very holy thing. We don't understand it. And she said, I'm amazed by that because I'm such a plain person. I'm a stranger. And the tzaddik always walks around. All the tzaddik wants to know is that when he opens the window to find Hashem, to see that or to see that light, and he looks into Hashem's eyes, that when he looks in Hashem's eyes, he sees himself in Hashem's eyes. It's not about Hashem seeing something in Noach. It's about Noach finding himself in God's eyes. That's very, very different. There are many lonely children in the world who, when they look in a parent's eyes, all they see are other things. Distraction, the reflection of the phone, anger, disappointment. And those are the children of the world who don't make it, who don't survive the flood. The children of this world who survive the flood of being in such a Meshuggah of hell. I know how my father, Zichron Levracha, spoke about his parents. And my mother, she should be well and live long years. The memories that she has of her home and of her parents. The last time that she looked at her mother, when her mother was being taken from her and their eyes met. And that look that she had with her mother has kept her going to this day. Mitzvah many years beyond. That ki'ayin ba'ayin. Because when she looked in her mother's eyes, when the Nazis were pulling her away, she saw her mother's love for her. Matzasi chein be'einecha. V'noach matzah chein be'einei Hashem. The children are looking for that in their Rebbe's eyes. And there are some who are so broken and so hurt that over time they just shut the window and walk away. There was a great Jewish poet by the name of Rachel. Maybe I shouldn't be quoting it this time, but so what are they going to do to me at this point already? Listen to this line. I'll read it. She probably said in Ashkenazis. I'll read it in Ashkenazis and in Sephardit. Rak zois liyos toiv be'enach. Zaka upshuta kimei ha'ovar tova toiva be'enach. Rak zois. In Ivrit. Rak zot. All I want is this. Liyo tov be'enach. All I want is to be good in your eyes. Zaka upshuta, pure and simple, kimei ha'avar, how it used to be, how it once was. Tova be'enacha, rak zot. Shemata. Tova be'enacha, rak zot. That's all. When you're connected to a tzaddik, I'm talking tonight about this hiskashvus to the Eish Kodesh, to the Chavos HaTalmidim, and my own personal feelings of why I wanted the shul to be named after that tzaddik. And what I can share with you, what I feel that tzaddik has done for me, is that there's something about those eyes, there's something about that person, the eyes that saw everything going up in flames. There's something about those eyes, and everybody has the tzaddik, the tzaddikus that you connect to. I'm not saying it's only the Rebbe. There's something there that when you look in those eyes, you see your own chen. You see that a picture of yourself that could be better. You see a picture of yourself that's cleaner. A picture of yourself that's pure. a picture of yourself, the way the Rebbe, the way the Tzaddik looks at you. That's what happens when you open the window and you look into the eyes of a Tzaddik. And that's the Ur of the Baal Shem Tov. That's the light of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. That's the light of Mashiach. Mashiach Tzekeinu will be able, even the biggest Rasha who ever lived, the biggest Rasha in the world, will be able to stand before Mashiach and will be able to find himself, who he really is, that little boy that never sinned, that little boy who never was happy with his sins, that little boy who always felt horrible doing those things, that little boy who wanted more than anything to be a Jew, to be innocent, to be pure, but didn't know how to find his way back. When he's going to stand in front of Mashiach and he's going to look into Mashiach's eyes, that person, let's say his name is, whatever his name is, Yankel, or Yankel Motzer Chein Bein HaTzadik. The Yankel Motzer Chein Bein HaMashiach. Yankel will see his own chain in the eyes of Mashiach. So Rabbeinu, Rabbi, where are you? You disappeared. Someplace near Lublin, you disappeared. And the screaming and the noise with the dogs, with the fire, with the beating, with the screaming and the crying, you disappeared. The Chassidim can believe that you went up in a chariot to Shammai. But as it's in another old story, I believe that the Rebbe went much, much higher than that. Imlo lamala mize. Much, much higher than that. You know where the Rebbe went? He went to us. It's much higher than Shemayim. He went all the way to us. 79 years after they shechted him. He's still looking for us, and he still sees good in us. And he's begging us to look into his eyes and to see how good we could be, how good we really are. So instead of ending with this story, I'll end by reading you this little thing. Some of you, many years ago at one of the shul, Malavi Malkas, we gave out to the Chevra an English translation of Tzav Vizirus, the Rebbe's journal, they call it. Which was translated by Yeshua Starrett. And he writes a beautiful introduction to the translation of Tzav Vizirus. And this is what he writes at the end. And this is how I'll end. Holy Rebbe Kalonymous, what more can we say? Can we at least say that we follow your teachings? You cried over the Jewish people during the war. Where are we, the Jewish people, today? Where are the true Hasidim, the type you wanted to make, lovers of God, of fellow Jews, and of all creation? Where are all the spiritual seekers who so followed you? Did they all go up in flames together with you? We have been so busy since the war rebuilding the Jewish edifice. We have built many yeshivas and filled them with students and books. But Rebbe, you ask us, have we filled them with God also? What can we answer you, Holy Rebbe Kalonymous? You have already answered this as well. We shall study your works, your spiritual classics. We shall practice them in our lives. We shall yearn for a Rebbe who could personally guide us through the pitfalls of the spiritual life. We shall feel the deep pain of lacking such a mentor. We shall feel the loss of your guidance in our lives. And may this vacuum that we feel at the core of our souls reopen the channels of your soul, as we learned. May our longing for you, Rebbe, especially tonight, may that longing that we have for you, may that longing open up a place for you to enter into this goof, into this body of Am Yisrael, and Tav Shin Pei Gimel, into us, into our lives. And may this vacuum that we feel at the core of our souls reopen the channels of your soul. May your soul then, in some hidden way, come to guide us and enlighten this dark night of our souls. Hashem Yisbarach should help. I told you some years ago there was a chassid, a very chassid yid, a Chabad chassid, a Menachem Manish. I don't remember his last name. And he was very excited. He lived in a village that wasn't so close to Lubavitch. But for his bar mitzvah, his father brought him to have yechidus with a tzemach tzedek, exclusive get online. And in order to prepare for the yechidus, he came to Lubavitch. In order to prepare, he spent the entire year learning day and night, davening, mikveh, a little kid, a 12-year-old boy getting ready for his bar mitzvah. You hear this? I don't know if there are any little kids here. And then when it came to the week of the bar mitzvah, when he was in Lubavitch, he fasted the entire week, every day. This little boy fasted every day, the entire day, to prepare for yechidus with the tzemach tzedek. And he was shaking like a leaf. Could you imagine? And he went in by himself, not with his father. And he came into the tzemach tzedek, and it was dark in the room. And the Tzemach Tzedek was where he was sitting. There was a leichter. There was a candlestick. And the Tzemach Tzedek motioned to the boy to come near. And the little boy could barely move. And he inched his way to the table where the Rebbe was sitting. And the Tzemach Tzedek took the menorah, that candlestick, and he put it between him and the child, and he looked in the child's eyes, and he said, Yiddish etek, and chassidish anecht. You should have Jewish days, and chassidish nights, v'chazakte v'hayisa le'ish. This is the light of the tzaddik that we need. Le'ish, Rabbi Freimel said that Le'ish is the Isis Ein Shum Yeish Loyla. We need the light of the Tzaddik who can fill us with that confidence to hold on the last few minutes of the Mabel. Yiddish Eteg, Chassidish Anecht, V'chazakte V'yisa Le'ish, to hold on the last few minutes until Mashiach comes. And we'll be able to dance to the light of the Menorah in Beis Hamikdash, with all the tzaddikim, shekitzu v'yanu, hakitzu v'yanu, shaykh ne'ofa, l'gula shabamitis, and chiesa meisim, v'hem yamin v'amein v'amein.